Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Obviously, I wasn't planning on being here today, but I'm trying to make the most of it, so I'm happy I'm here.
Fair. I know you were voted out with 9 votes out of 14. Whose vote, I guess, surprised you the most?
Or definitely Riley. Yeah, definitely Riley. You know, obviously, we were working together. He told me he wanted to be final two with me, which obviously a lot of stuff can change. It was week one. But and I was in an alliance with him. And so he's one of the people I was closest aligned with and I trusted the most. And so it was surprising to hear that he had voted to evict me.
Mm. I know that you had an instinct to get rid of Rachel, which actually is not a bad instinct, right? Like, she's won this game. I don't think that's like a crazy idea, but do you think maybe coming for her so publicly in week one maybe wasn't the move?
Honestly, no. I think that, you know, I don't think it changed my fate really. I think Rachel was going to keep Amy regardless. She was going to campaign against me. I don't think that she was going to choose me over Amy in any situation, especially since Amy was an easy number for her and someone that wasn't going to vote against her probably at any point in the game. Because Amy was very loyal. She was very emotional. And so since they had the mom connection, she had 2 votes essentially. And so I think me coming for Rachel publicly was probably my best move, honestly, for the situation, because what I try to do is make Rachel look like more of a target than I was. So hopefully people could look at Amy as part of Rachel's like alliance. And that was kind of my goal, is to, hey, I'm not the threat here. Look at Rachel. She's the threat. Amy's working with her. We need to take out Amy so that way we can take out Rachel. Was kind of the way I was trying to play it. But obviously, I think people still view me as more of a threat, and in that sense, not versus Rachel, but you know, versus Amy. And so, you know, if they view you as a threat and you're on the block week one, you're probably going to go home.
Mm. Yeah, I also think Rachel probably. I mean, once you turn her on, she's going to go get those votes to get rid of you if she can.
Yeah.
Do you think? Yes. Do you think you did enough campaigning to stay? And do you think the accomplice twist had anything to do with you being on the block so early in the game?
I don't think the accomplice twist had much to do with it. I think that, you know, I think after like a day, people were kind of over it and they were like, okay, he's chill. And I don't think they really thought too much of it. But I will say I do think I could have done a little bit more campaigning a little bit earlier on. I think when I got in the groove of it, I was cooking, you know, I feel like I was pretty persuasive. I felt like I was pretty good with my words. I felt like I was doing a pretty good job. But there were some people when I sat down with them for the first time, they had already made up their mind of who they're going to vote for. And they said, I already made the promise. I'm sorry, basically. Mm. And I was like, okay, well, I should have started this earlier. I feel like I'm kind of playing a little bit of catch up now. I'm trying to catch up and it obviously didn't work out in my favor.
Yeah. If you could do it over, was there anyone you would wanted to align with that you didn't? Like, did you feel like you aligned with the right people?
Honestly, someone I was planning on aligning with was Morgan in the future. I think Morgan's a straight shooter. She told me straight up, like, hey, I'm planning on voting for Amy. She didn't BS me like, you know, a lot of other people. And I read that I could just read that she was strategic. She was laying low. And she was somebody that I would have wanted to work with, as well as, you know, Lauren obviously wasn't aligned with me. I think she was somebody who I felt like I could trust and I would want to work with more in the future. I would want to work more closely with Adrian. I know I had his vote, but he was, I would say, one of the in-between swing votes. But he was also somebody that I felt like I could trust early on in the game, and that was very calculated. And so those are the 3 that I think I wasn't as aligned with that I wish I was more close with.
That's interesting. Okay. Jimmy won HOH last night. What's your reaction to that?
I think it's very good for him because I think there was a decent chance that he could go up on the block if he wasn't. That was actually my plan. I was going to put him up on the block if I won HOH. But I think it's very good for his game. I think it's good for Rachel's game. And I think it could be bad for Zach, or I'm not actually exactly sure who Jimmy will put up. I guess we'll find out pretty soon. But it'll be interesting. Jimmy's a very smart and very calculated guy. So it'd be interesting to see how he uses that power.
Yeah, it looks like maybe Kelly could be in trouble too. I'm not sure.
I think Kelly will be go pretty soon. Yeah. Regardless of who's HOH. I think Kelly's a favorite of the house right now to get out. She was the target last night. Everyone was saying, please win the blockbuster so we can send Kelly home. We don't want to vote you out. But I obviously lost. So
speaking of Zach, he had quite the reaction to you leaving, which I know is very sweet. But were you surprised by that? You're like, no, Zach's an emotional guy. We were friends.
I didn't catch him as honestly very emotional, but I know we had a good connection. Like, I think out of anybody, any relationship in the house, Zach and I were closer than anybody else was close. And so I love the dude so much. Like, I do think it'll change his game a lot, especially me going this early. You know, he's going to be looking for that new new bromance almost. And I don't think it'll be with anyone in the exact same way that it was with us. I wasn't surprised by his reaction, but it was a little bit touching. It made me feel good. You know, I was like, okay, he does care about me, you know?
yeah, of course. I know you're friends with Sammy from Survivor. What advice did he give you about going into a reality competition show?
He told me to, you know, have fun with it. It's, you know, a once in a lifetime opportunity and to be myself. And so that's what I tried to do. I tried to go in, I tried to have fun with it. Maybe a little bit too much fun, you know, when we're voting for the accomplice. But I tried to be myself and I feel like I did. And I feel like people liked me in the house because of it. And so I had a great experience. And, you know, Sammy did give me those pointers beforehand to help me in that.
Yeah, I was going to say, Zay, are you coming out of the experience still like happy? I know you going out week one is not like easy, but how did you, I guess, overall think about it?
This is the way I'm looking at it is obviously it's hard to go out 17th out of 17 players, especially when 17 is literally like the last place that there's ever been in Big Brother. But I don't look at it as 17 out of 17. I'm trying to have the mentality of I got 17th out of probably tens of thousands of applicants. And so that's the mentality I'm trying to have. And, it, you know, if I think about it like that, like I got a super cool experience that not very many people have had. And I think that if anyone, you know, comes out of that super upset and kind of moping and having a negative attitude is kind of a, I don't know, crappy way to live, honestly. Because it was a really cool experience that I'm very grateful for and hopefully opens doors for me in the future. But the memories that I have, I'll never forget. And the relationships that I have, you know, I think I'll have for the rest of my life. So I'm super grateful for this experience, even though it didn't play out in the way I wanted it to or even close to the way I wanted it to.
Okay. I have actually a two-part question. One, will this make you a bigger fan of Big Brother, you think, like next year watching? And two, I know you said you use ChatGPT to help you study, which actually I don't think is a terrible idea, but is there anything you wish you knew or learned before going in there?
So first part of your question, definitely I'll be a bigger fan of the show because I'd never really like been introduced to it too much before this, but I love the strategy. I love the thinking. I love the, you know, the aspect of those competitions. I don't know, the game can play out in so many different ways. And so I think it's very entertaining to watch. And I'm excited to be able to, you know, tune to the live feeds for the first time, like next year, or I guess this year even. And be able to watch the show and really get into it because I haven't been able to in the past. And then the answer to the second part of your question, which was more about, oh, wait, what was the second part again? Remind me.
When you were researching the show.
Oh, the ChatGPT. Yeah. I love ChatGPT. I use it for everything. In my daily life, I use it like basically like Google, but it's better. I think it gave me a very generic strategy base. Like, I don't think it gave me anything super specific, but I don't think it can, you know? I don't think there is any way to know specifically what strategy you can do going into the show because you don't know who you're going to be up against. And so I think it's one of those things that you have to form your strategy as you're in the house and as you, you know, are going through it, that your strategy will kind of come to you. And so I don't think that it gave me anything like specific that like I was like, oh man, like this is gonna save my game, this is what I'm gonna win with right here. But I do think it gave me good like general tips of, you know, how to navigate things, what past, like I would talk about, you know, past winners, what did they do, how did they align, when did they jump, how did they jump, or like, you know, blindside and make moves. And so I think it gave me a little bit more insight. Obviously I wasn't able to use most of it because, you know, I didn't stay in the game long enough, but I'm glad I had those in the toolbox anyway, in case I ever get to play it again.
Well, that's what I always ask. That's always my last question is, would you want to play Big Brother again if you were asked?
100%. If I had the opportunity, I would love to play Big Brother again. It was an amazing experience. I would drop whatever I was doing to come out and you know, play the show and get my redemption. If I get out first, the next time I play, then it's just a sign that I'm not meant to play Big Brother. But, you know, I think I could really make a run. I think if I don't get out in the first couple of weeks, I can really, I think I'm a strategic player. I think I'm a strategic thinker. I think I can really get in there. I think I can make some stuff happen.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Zay. It was nice chatting with you. Sorry, didn't work out.
No, it's all right. It is what it is.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Celebrate over 100 years of steak perfection with Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide during their anniversary sale. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at omahasteaks.com today. They're America's original butcher, and only Omaha Steaks delivers a full lineup of extra-age steaks so tender, they're USDA certified tender. Their customer favorite filet mignon has even been elevated to USDA certified very tender. And that attention to quality doesn't just stop with steaks. We're talking beefy burgers, air-chilled chicken, premium pork, and so much more. And every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the anniversary sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code CERTIFIED. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.